I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I don't have anything against Notre Dame. Why would I have anything against Notre Dame? But it seems very simple to me. If you are arguing between Notre Dame and Miami, they both have the same number of losses. A lot of their metrics are exactly the same. How can you differentiate? How can you tell me who's better than each other? Oh, wait, they played one another this season. That has to be the tiebreaker. I don't know why Notre Dame is arguing this. I don't know why they're arguing. Why didn't the ACC stand up for us against Miami? Their argument needs to be against Alabama. Alabama played a game and lost. And out of the last 16 teams that have lost in their conference championship game, 15 of those teams have dropped in the rankings. There's only been one team that didn't drop in the rankings. It was Alabama. Now, my theory is college football wants to keep up this ruse of the importance of the conference championship games, even though they don't fit today's model. I don't know why college football is so hell-bent on using the exact same system that they had in 1995 in 2025, even though the metric of how we gauge how you make your postseason has drastically changed. So now that we have made such radical changes in the sport, we have to make other radical changes. The conference championship games don't work. So you can't play a game, get boat raced the way that Alabama does, and then tell me I didn't see what I just saw. I just saw you get smoked. And my stand is always going to be simple. We had a system where you couldn't lose at all. We then created a system where you could lose one time. We now have a system that you can lose twice. You can now lose three games and miss and make the college football playoff. What are we doing here? Why was Alabama allowed to be in this and Notre Dame is out? How was Alabama able to be in this thing and BYU was out of it? I do not believe that Alabama should be in the college football playoff, but they weren't even close to losing their spot. There's the 9 seed. They were firmly in the field. So to me, Notre Dame arguing that they should be in over Miami when you lost to Miami is the wrong thing that you should be arguing. You should be arguing that you should be in over Alabama because they lost more games than you did. But that's neither here nor there. Here is the AD at Notre Dame arguing and telling us that he was very frustrated with the process of how we determine the college football playoff.
Yeah, I want to make one thing clear, Dan. We have no problems with the teams that made it in. They're all great teams. You know, Miami's a great team. Alabama's a great team. You have Texas, Vanderbilt. We're a great team. What we're so confused by and frustrated with is the process. You know, every step along the way since the first CFP rankings came out, we were led to believe we were in as long as we took care of business. And we certainly took care of business with this 10-game winning streak. Dan, you think about that first ranking, you know, we in Miami were both 6-2. They had obviously already beat us the first game of the year. They were 18th. We were 10th. You know, the only thing that we did since that point was win every game by over an average of over 30 points. And, you know, all of a sudden we're 11th and on the outside looking in. And, you know, when we sit and talk, when I talk to Marcus, when we talk to our team, we don't have any good answers for that. So we're just really frustrated that we had the rug pulled out from underneath us, Dan.
This is where I will defend, but I'm only going to defend Notre Dame just a little bit here. I do think they're right in that the weekly college football ranking show is unnecessary and creates to the drama and arguing. If you have been ahead of Miami this entire time and they have been arguing why you should be ahead of Miami, and then at the end, when all of the information is in for both teams, they still have you ahead of them. We then have another week in which neither one of you play, and then at the end, they just randomly switch the other team in your place and now argue against everything that they've been saying for the last five television shows. It just shows the hypocrisy of all of this. There should only be one college football ranking show, the one at the end. Not this every week, weekly argue back and forth. No, there's one show. Hey, we have all the information. We're now going to give it to you. And now we're going to tell you why we did what we did. But I understand it. It's a television product. They got to create the drama. They got to give you a reason to watch it. So you can go back and forth and argue and see what the committee is going to do. That seems like it's the foundation of these things is let's go argue about things. So I do understand Notre Dame from that perspective. I don't know if this is going to make Notre Dame now join a conference. They've been able to maneuver quite fine for a very long time without it. They made the college football playoff last year without being in a conference. They almost made it this year. And next year, I don't know if many people know this, there is going to be a new rule and provision that if Notre Dame is in the top 12, they automatically have to make the college football playoff. So I don't know now if Notre Dame is going to wake up and now feel like, oh, well, now we have to join the ACC. I don't think that's it. Very simple. Win your games. If they had either beat Texas A&M or beaten Miami and then lost another random game on their schedule, I think they'd be in the college football playoff. I think they'd be in. But you can't lose your two marquee games. Basically, just have one decent win. You beat USC, and I guess you beat Pitt, which is an okay win. Those can't be your crown achievements and then tell me that the system was unfair. No, you weren't good enough this season. I don't think Notre Dame should have made the college football playoff.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But based on the system that we got, I at least understand why they feel like they should have been in the college football playoff. The committee did paint it like if you won out, you would be in the college football playoff. They then did what they thought they were supposed to do. And then at the last second, like the committee is pretty prone to do, they just changed the rules on the fly and then no one cares. And then we just all move on and then we're mad at Notre Dame for them being upset at the rules. So I do kind of side with them just a teeny bit, not a lot. I got about 20% of grace for Notre Dame. Now, I do think that they are now crying over spilled milk. Not going to a bowl game. Come on now. Like, we're not talking about they're skipping out on some 6-6 Birmingham Bowl or some bowl in Shreveport, Louisiana. We're talking about Notre Dame is skipping out on the Citrus Bowl. They're skipping out on a really big, important bowl because they're mad. They're mad at the SEC. They're mad at the Big Ten. They're mad at ESPN and ABC. So they're not going to let them make money off the Notre Dame brand. Be better. Skipping the bowl game to me is weak. It's weak is what I think it is. It's taking your ball and going home because you felt bad that you got left out by the committee and now you don't want to go out there and prove it. I'd love to see Notre Dame in a bowl game. I'd love to see Notre Dame go out there against Vanderbilt and prove to me why they should have been in the college football playoff. I'd love for Notre Dame to play BYU in a bowl game and show me why they should have been in the college football playoff game. But no. We're Notre Dame. We feel entitled. We should have been in this thing. You guys didn't give it to us. So now we're going to pout and cry and go on a media tour and tell everybody why we think the system is unfair for Notre Dame football. Give me a break.
Okay, so
casual fan hears this and says it's sour grapes. Notre Dame trying to be bigger than everybody, more important. You would say what?
Well, listen, everybody kind of wants to do right by their team. We felt like we did what we needed to do this season to earn a spot in the college football playoffs. We feel that we have one of the very best teams in the country. I think the majority of people who follow this sport so closely agree. Every indication we had from that first ranking suggested that that committee agreed with us. We were always being compared to Alabama. We couldn't possibly have ended the year any better than we did. I get why people think it's sour grapes, but you know, it's disappointment, Dan. I mean, this is, we take this seriously, as do other universities. And, you know, the rankings can't just be musical chairs at some, you know, fifth grade birthday party. They have to mean something. And to me, what happened to us really kind of was alarming.
All of this could have been avoided if you simply took care of your own business. You had an opportunity to win a playoff game. You played Miami at the beginning of the season. They beat you. And in the end, that ended up being the tiebreaker. This is where it frustrates me about these big-time schools. They want all the positives of playing Texas, Ohio State, Miami, Texas A&M, but they don't want any of the negatives. You know what could happen. If you get in a fight, there's a chance the other person beats you up. If you get into a fight, there's a chance the other person knocks you out. If you agree to play a game, there's a chance you lose. And losing comes with consequences. And these college football teams, they want all the positives of playing in these games, but don't want to assume any negative for losing the game. They want the television dollars. They want the tickets. They want the parking. They want all of the things that come with you get a chance to host a major college football game, except when they lose. Then it's, oh, well, you can't penalize us for playing the game. Well, you knew the rules and the terms of engagement when you got into it. There's a chance you could lose. You know that. You know there's a chance you could lose. So I don't want to hear it. Notre Dame, I'm sorry. Again, I'm on your side like 20%. I think you make some fair arguments, and there is some truth in what you were saying. But ultimately, you were not in the playoff because you played a game against another team that was on the bubble, and you lost the ultimate tiebreaker. They beat you head-to-head in a game. Next year, win the Miami game, and you are in the college football playoff. That should be the message in all of this.
Here's my one thing where I feel a little bit bad for Notre Dame. First off, I agree with you. Not playing in a bowl game, loser material. But here's why I feel bad for Notre Dame, and I'm not trying to stand up for Notre Dame football. They're not the little guy. They don't need me to stand up for them. Do you know what the rules are in getting in the college football playoff?
No.
Because it seems made up as they go, and if you're going to make them up as you go, there has to be a little consistency, and it seems like Notre Dame got screwed. Because if you're going to tell me, if you're the committee and you tell me, hey, we are trying to preserve the value of playing in a conference championship game, that's why Alabama is in, then explain to me why BYU is not in. They played in a conference championship game, but they got punished for losing their conference championship game. Alabama did not get punished. If you're going to tell me that game is meaningless and can only hurt you, and thus we rewarded Miami, That's fine, too. Then why is Notre Dame in, not over Alabama? Because they lost the game that does hurt you. Like, it just seems like we had different rules for Alabama versus Notre Dame versus Miami versus BYU. And I understand, we're complaining about teams 12, 13, 14, and 15. This is what happens in the NCAA tournament. We complain with teams 69, 70, 71, 72. It is the nature of sports. We complain about the people that get left out. But the College Football Playoff Committee doesn't seem to have concise rules. And when they come out and say things like, well, we're preserving the value of playing in your conference championship game, then you turn around and punish BYU. It doesn't make any sense to me. And it feels like you were just arbitrarily picking what does and doesn't matter. And now Miami's in, but Notre Dame's out. And even though 2 weeks ago, Notre Dame was ranked higher than Miami and nothing has changed, now Miami's just better. It just, it all seems made up as they go.
I 100% agree with you. We don't have these complaints in the NFL. There's a formula that everybody follows, everybody has signed up for. It does feel like, at least for, I would say, teams 8, 9, 10, possibly 11, those like last four or five spots, it feels like it's based off vibes and brand recognition. That's what it feels like. It feels like it's based off vibes and brand recognition. Now, I mean, that stinks. I mean, I would say that Notre Dame is maybe the most visible brand in college football and got left out. And that's why this story has been as juicy as it's been. But I don't disagree with you. I think the committee did Notre Dame a disservice in how they communicated it throughout the season. And I understand their argument where we have been ranked ahead of Miami for the last four consecutive weeks. Now all of our information is in, and now, for seemingly no reason, you have now put Miami over us. That doesn't make any sense to us. So I do fundamentally understand their argument.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.